Howdy, history runners. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 20 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of May 9th through May 15th in the great American Old West? May 9th, 1889. Died Brigadier General William S. Harney at age 88 in Orlando, Florida. He fought in the Black Hawk War, and that's the East one now, the Mexican-American War, the Indian Wars, and the Civil War. Court-martialed four times and a notoriously brutal soldier. He was nevertheless a spokesman for fair treatment of the Indians. He served on the Indian Peace Commission 1867-68 and urged the government to honor past treaties. After he died, the Lakota changed his name from Woman Killer to Man Who Always Kept His Word. Today, in 2016, there is a struggle in South Dakota which seeks to rename Harney Peak to something more politically acceptable to the Indians and others. May 10th, 1869, Promontory Summit, Utah, 2 gold, 1 silver, and 1 forged of gold, silver, and iron, plus one common iron spike wired to the telegraph. Joined the Central Pacific and the Union Pacific Railroads, completing the Transcontinental Railroad. Now, it's $69 in 7 days to California. May 11th, 1880, the Muscle Slough Tragedy. 7 dead after Hanford, California settlers shoot it out with the Southern Pacific Railroad in a land dispute. Settler and railroad sympathizer Walter J. Crow did most of the shooting with a shotgun, but was himself killed by an unknown assailant as he attempted to flee, an event far too complex to be dealt with in the Old West Daily Reader. But the whole convoluted tale renders an insightful look at 19th century corporate relations, money, politics, the power of the press, literature, etc., and Old West Daily Reader's central questions about where and how our perception of these events come about. Look it up. 3 more dead than at the gunfight at the OK Corral, and invoking far weightier issues, yet almost totally forgotten. Well, there were no icons involved here, and the bad guy won. Author Frank Norris tells the tale in fictional novel The Octopus, A California Story, 1901. May 12, 1847. William Clayton, a Mormon pioneer migrating from Missouri to Utah, had been trying to track the distance traveled by counting every turn of a wagon wheel, 360 rotations per mile. Dull work and subject to distraction. He wrote, quote, "I walked some this afternoon in company with Orson Pratt and suggested to him the idea of fixing a set of wooden cog wheels to the hub of a wagon wheel in such order as to tell the exact number of miles we travel each day. He seemed to agree with me that it could be easily done at trifling expense," unquote. The carpenter, Appleton Harmon, built the, quote, "rodometer," unquote, device per Clayton's design on this date. Well, we call it an odometer. Clayton's accounts of his travels published in 1848 aided the Gold Rush 49ers the next year. May 13th, 1804, the first overland expedition across the continent set out from St. Louis under the leadership Captain Meriwether Lewis and Lieutenant William Clark. The Lewis and Clark expedition was ordered by President Thomas Jefferson in order to get a sense of the new land acquired from France via the Louisiana Purchase. The exploration would take Lewis and Clark and about 40 or others up the Missouri River, through the Dakotas and Montana, over the Continental Divide, and finally to the mouth of the Columbia River. Per President Jefferson's request, Lewis and Clark kept detailed journals in which they documented their adventures, including the plants and animals they encountered on their way. They recorded 178 plants and 122 animals. Now, many of those populations are sharply reduced and at risk of extinction. May 14th, 1878, the Lincoln County War. Deputy Sheriff Doc Scurlock, a regulator, leads a 20-man posse, including Charlie Baudry, George Coe, Billy the Kid, and Henry Brown, to the Dolan Riley cattle ranch, where they kill one employee, wound two, and abscond with 26 horses and several mules. This action gets Sheriff John Copeland, a Tunstall McSween faction, removed by the governor, and George Pepin, Murphy Dolan faction, appointed in his place. May 15, 1855. Cherokee cowboy Clem Rogers and 15 others begin a drive of 500 longhorn steers from Indian Country, Oklahoma, to sell in Kansas City. Finding no buyers there, they continued 4 months and 250 more miles to St. Louis, Missouri. Interesting stuff, Rogers. This is Program 20 for 2020. All the material presented here copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, and Bill, and Kendall, a Colorado band, Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.